The meeting of the House Rules Committee will come to order. It is now 9:30 a.m. Saturday, May 13th. We are in room 120, the Grunberg Room. Members of the House Rules Committee present are Representative Kito, Vice Chair Klayman, Representative Stutz, and Representative Reinbold, and myself, Representative Ledoux. Representative Chenault is excused. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please take this time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Before we begin, I want to thank Lori Rowland, the House Rules Secretary, and Kira Ankini from the Juno LIO, who make sure we have sound and a transcript of the meeting. Our first and only order of business today is SB 55. Representative Klayman, do you have a motion?
I move to adopt House Committee substitute for SB 5530-LS0119-G as our working document.
Hearing no objection, it is adopted as our working document. I would like to note that Representative Eastman has joined us. At this point, I'm going to invite my Rules Committee aide to come forward and explain the changes. Ms. Enright, would you come forward, put yourself on the record, and you may begin.
Good morning, members of the committee. My name is Courtney Enright. I am staff to Representative Ledoux. This bill has two changes that are really incorporated into it. The first is that it has a new Section 28, which would require an inventory and report on untested sexual assault examination kits. The inventory must be completed by September 1st, 2017, with a report and plan to address the untested kit backlog transmitted to the legislature no later than November 1st, 2017. The second substantial change is that we have new sections 4, 5, 15, 17, 19, 20, 21, 22, and 23, which would amend conflicting state statutes regarding the enforcement of protective orders issued in another jurisdiction, such as a state, territory, or tribal court. These changes would bring Alaska into compliance with the Federal Violence Against Women's Act. Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions for Ms. Enright? Representative Eastman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Enright, can you just perhaps talk to us about how this would relate to previous legislation that was passed in the floor of the House dealing with the federal law and the violence against women?
These new sections are identical to the previous legislation that's come before the House.
Any other questions? Any comments from the committee? All right. At this point, I'm going to... Do you have your hand up for a comment, or was you just moving your wrist?
I must have just been moving my wrist.
I saw it, too.
Oh, did you? Sorry. I'll be a little more cautious there, Madam Chair.
At this point, I'm going to entertain amendments. I know that some of the amendments, I think it's actually one of them, are drafted for House Committee Substitute SB 55 Version S, and we are considering House Committee Substitute SB 55 Version G. And I'm granting legal authorization to make technical and conforming changes for any amendment drafted to version S. So the first amendment is that of Representative Eastman. Representative Eastman, would you like to move your amendment?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, in this case, after consultation, I think I will not be proposing any amendments this morning. And in fact, we'll work on a more comprehensive change to some of the post-SB 91 language. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Representative Eastman. So I understand you're withdrawing Amendment Number 1 and Amendment Number 2.
Correct.
Okay. We will go to Amendment Number 3, and that looks like that is Representative Reinbold's amendment. Would you like to move your amendment, Representative Reinbold?
Madam Chair, I move Amendment Number 3.
And I'll object. And I would specifically note that the subject matter of Amendment Number 3 appears to be matters addressed in Senate Bill 54, which is currently before the House State Affairs Committee. And so I would object to taking up this amendment because it addresses matters that are presently before another committee.
Am I supposed to respond? Well, the title is broad. I met with Ledge Legal yesterday, and they said that it was absolutely germane to this, and it's something that I think is of utmost importance because of It's regarding theft because of the serious issues that the state is facing in our retail stores and our grocery stores. People are getting stabbed. People are getting killed because of theft. And I think it's something that, that we can't wait another day to deal with.
And Representative Reinbold, I am going to rule that it is out of order, not because it is not, not because I'm saying that it is not germane, but because it is presently the subject of another bill in committee.
But this is also, through the chair, this is also something that, that this is, we don't know what the status of that bill is. We don't know when it's going to dealt with, and the retailers and the stores and the grocery stores, I mean, we're putting children at risk. We're putting families at risk because of all the theft that is happening. I did a ride-along recently. We were not there a minute, and there was a theft happening in the store. I mean, it's very dangerous what's happening in our communities right now. So,
Representative Reinbold, I accept your point, but we have a tradition in the House of not rolling committee chairs, and this is a bill that is before the committee, the State Affairs Committee, so that is my ruling.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Representative Eastman.
Wouldn't it be the case that that would be something to put before the committee for a vote to uphold the tradition, because there's no rule that would say that that could not be considered at this time?
Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm saying that it is the ruling of the chair. Representative Reinbold can appeal the ruling of the chair, and then we can take a vote on that.
That'd be fun. I'll appeal. Never done that before.
Okay. Can we have a Madam Clerk, can you please call the roll? This is to sustain the ruling of the chair. So a yes vote would mean you sustain the ruling of the chair.
Representative Klayman.
Yes.
Representative Stoops.
Yes.
Representative Quito.
Yes.
Representative Chenault, not present. Representative Eastman.
No.
Representative Reinbold.
No.
Chair Ledoux.
Yes.
Four yea, two nay.
So the ruling of the chair is sustained. Representative Reinbold, we have your next amendment.
I move amendment number four.
I'll object to amendment number four on the same basis as the prior amendment, that this is a subject matter that is presently in Senate Bill 54 and being considered by the House State Affairs Committee.
Through, you can reply to that?
Okay. Through the chair, I was ruled out of order in a previous Judiciary Committee under claim, and I have the time and date that it happened when I was trying to do amendments to this bill in the past, so I really feel like I am being shut out of the process. I think that the C felony charges in Senate Bill 91 are absolutely the most troubling. I think they've absolutely changed the face of Alaska because of what we did with C felonies. It's absolutely outrageous. The legislature was sold on ideas that several states had made these similar changes in law, and that they had decreased in crime, increased in public safety, and increased in saving, and it was not true. I closely examined what other states were doing, and they claimed states like Texas, and I've got the Texas laws here. And I will tell you, we did not do something similar to Texas.
Representative Reinbold, can you limit your comments to whether or not this is the subject matter of a bill in committee? If it's the subject matter of the bill in committee, then I'm ruling it out of order.
Okay, well, I will tell you this, that public safety is government's most important mandate, and we must address C felonies. We absolutely should. I think this is completely germane. I spent over an hour with Ledge Legal, and they said it was completely appropriate to do.
Representative Reinbold, I'm going to rule the amendment out of order.
Appeal.
All right. Madam Clerk, can you please call the roll?
Representative Reinbold?
No.
Representative Klayman?
Yes.
Representative Stoops?
Yes.
Representative Quito?
Yes.
Representative Chenault, not present. Representative Eastman?
No.
Chair Ledoux?
Yes.
Four yea, two nay.
So with that, the ruling of the chair is sustained. So at this point, I would like a motion to move the bill out of committee.
I move House Committee Substitute SB 5530-LS0119-G out of committee with previous fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Object.
Madam Clerk.
Representative Eastman?
No.
Representative Reinbold?
No.
Representative Klayman?
Yes.
Representative Stoops?
Yes.
Representative Kito?
Yes.
Representative Chenault, not present. Chair Ledoux?
Yes.
Four yea, two nay.
So at this point, we are again going to recess until the call of the chair, and SB 55 moves out of committee. Please don't forget to sign the bill packet after the committee meeting today. Thank you very much.